This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has agreed to provide protest-engulfed Belarus with security assistance if the country requests it. Lukashenko made the comment on Saturday evening, several hours after a phone call with Putin and after protesters again demanded that he resign after 26 years in power. Thousands of demonstrators rallied Saturday at the spot in the capital of Minsk, where a protester died this week in clashes with police. Some stripped off their shirts to display deep bruises they say came from being beaten by police. Others stacked flowers that rose to a height of 1.5 meters in the central square. The United States and Poland signed a recently negotiated enhanced defense cooperation agreement Saturday in Warsaw. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
An additional 1,000 troops into Poland on top of the 4,500 that are here presently.
At a joint news conference in Warsaw, Poland's foreign minister Jacek Czaputowicz said through an interpreter, as the U.S. draws down its forces in Germany, it makes sense to move some of those troops to Poland.
Because we are closer to the potential source of conflict.
The deal allows U.S. forces to access additional Polish military installations to enhance and modernize existing capabilities. Pompeo says while troop levels still matter, the world does move on.
Space, cyber, all the disinformation, we talked about this a great deal. These defense cooperation agreements we signed will give us the capacity to work on each of these problems.
The deal also sets out a formula for cost sharing. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of Iranian hardliners gathered outside the United Arab Emirates' embassy in Tehran Saturday to condemn the country's historic deal with Israel, normalizing diplomatic relations. They burnt Israeli and U.S. flags and chanted death to America and death to Israel, as well as pro-Palestinian slogans. Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard vowed Saturday there would be dangerous consequences for the UAE after it announced the decision. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also condemned the Emirati move, warning in a televised speech that the UAE had made, in his words, a huge mistake. The UAE is the first Gulf state and only the third Arab nation to establish normalized relations with Israel, which Iran regards as an arch enemy. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in his Independence Day speech that his country is ready to mass-produce COVID-19 vaccines when scientists give the go-ahead. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
In annual celebrations held at the 17th century Red Fort and scaled down due to the pandemic, Modi identified health and economic self-reliance as the key priorities for his government.
Not one, not two, but three vaccines are being tested in different phases in India. When we get the green light from scientists, then there will be a production on a large scale.
Modi also launched a national project to roll out health identities for each citizen in the country of 1.3 billion. Modi said in his seventh Independence Day speech that records of every health test, disease, medication, and other details will be kept under a health ID.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Japan on Saturday marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II, with Emperor Naruhito expressing deep remorse over his country's wartime actions at a somber annual ceremony curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. Naruhito pledged to reflect on the war's events and expressed hope that the tragedy would never be repeated. In a short speech at the event in Tokyo, he said, "Reflecting on our past and bearing in mind the feelings of deep remorse, I earnestly hope that the ravages of war will never be repeated." There was no word of apology from Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who gave thanks for the sacrifices of the Japanese war dead, but had nothing to say about the suffering of Japan's neighbors. For more, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.